Okay, y'all, it's 5 o'clock. I know everybody's got places to go, people to see. So I'm gonna call our meeting to order. Any public comments? Before we move any further, I'm gonna ask my council member, Bob Noel, to say a word of prayer for us, please.
Lord, thank you for staying. We thank you for this blessing on this council as we make decisions tonight for the city. We thank you for the rain. It looks like maybe coming, Lord, that we need. Lord, we ask a special blessing to the seniors that are graduating this week, Lord, that be with them as they start a new chapter in their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, council member Noel. All right, our 2026 personnel handbook. I'm gonna turn this over to Jack Klingenfeld.
It's on the agenda. I left it on there. The questions still remain. I'm not trying to rush y'all. Just whenever y'all are ready for an answer on those, I'm ready to move on it.
So you're talking about the handbook?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we got a while yet before we go to print, and maybe when's a good time to answer questions on that? I mean,
if you have questions, I will try to answer them now.
Well, no, I'd rather do it it's cerebral, so I'd rather wait and do it. But we do have time to still do that before you go to print or anything.
So we are not having the books printed through them to save on the costs.
Uh-huh.
So what he sent us is the final draft, and we can still hash out and ask the questions with Michael Simon, who's the attorney that's drafted.
So it's not in stone yet?
Nope.
Okay.
It's not in stone until you all approve it.
Okay, but we will be getting each employee a copy.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we are not ready to move on that tonight. Is that correct with everybody?
It is for me.
Well, are we making a decision about, I mean, is anybody going to present anything about it, or?
That's the question. I can have Michael Simon come down here that wrote it to address council. He's made that offer.
At what charge?
I want to say it's about $2,000. Yeah. But that's just for memory.
That's pretty pricey, I think.
What else, other options do we have? We've done it before, and I can't think who. Did somebody from KLC come before, Todd? That's what it has to be.
I think they did, to be honest with you.
So that is just the standard cost? I mean, for right now, probably been less back in the day.
It's an additional option to the contract, essentially. Not everybody takes advantage of it. Some do. Basically, we're covering his pay, his travel, and any costs associated with him having to stay overnight.
Otherwise, we're handing out a handbook and saying, here, if we don't present it or don't teach it.
Teaching is another issue. That's a separate issue.
One is us, and another is employees.
Correct. Both incur additional costs.
And both are about $2,000, probably.
From memory. I don't have the contract.
Both. When you say both, I'm confused now.
The employees and the council.
For the
Are
attorney.
You going to train us too?
There's one trip for the attorney to present to council. Like if you have questions,
uh-huh,
or you want to hash something out, he can present it if that's what you want. The other additional option is for KLC to send their attorneys down here to teach every employee. So we'd have one class open to every employee, whether it be
city
council. Yeah, because
I think y'all went last time when they had one. I was down there for
right.
that.
Yes.
And you had them come to council.
And
you had them come to council.
So it's whatever y'all want to do. Those questions are out there. It's not something that has to be decided. I'll probably just leave it. If you don't, I'll probably just leave it on the agenda so it doesn't get forgotten.
Because I know it's a big cost,
mm-hmm,
but I think, how did you make them? For me, if it was me, hold them responsible. I think it's good to let them hear it out because, yeah, I want you to hand me something, and I'm going to sign saying that I've been handed that thing, okay? Am I going to go home and just put it in the drawer? What am I going to do with it? But now I'm responsible for it. But I hadn't really been taught what it is.
No, and so what we're going to do is make it available online and pass it down where everybody gets just a Xerox paper copy of it. That mm-hmm way, if they do take it home, that way I'm not paying $15 or $20 for a nice bound book to go disappear somewhere. But absolutely.
I know where I work, we have it online that we can go mm-hmm and we can print it off that if we want a printed copy.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't train us. I mean, you read through it, you sign off that you read through it and understand it. But they don't teach it to us. I mean,
the same way where I worked.
Yeah.
Other places I worked.
Mm-hmm. In a previous life, that's what we had. It came to us electronically.
You can print it if you want.
And if they need any changes or anything, they got highlighted. Mm-hmm. But traditionally, we just electronically signed it and every year.
And so we anticipate having all city employees sign off that they've received a copy. And
that's going to happen regardless. Yes. The option with them coming down and teaching it is we have, it's an additional insurance policy because our attorneys with our insurance company are going to make sure that the pertinent information is given out. And then we will have not only the signature that they received the book and that they're willing to read it, but also that they did attend the class.
So if there's an issue,
yes,
it will be mandatory.
Yeah, it will absolutely be mandatory unless you're out sick or you know something like that.
Sick or gone,
they'll go to the class.
Of course, I'm of the kind of the feeling that we're adults, mm-hmm. and you ought to be able to hand it to me and have it online. That I'm responsible for this. Mm-hmm. But we can talk about it more later.
So y'all want to bypass that tonight, so we don't think about it.
Let's put it on the agenda for June. We'll talk about it some more.
Now remember, Jack, this is June.
This is June?
This is our June meeting, right?
No, there's not a meeting. I won't be here. Yeah. But if y'all decide to do something.
Lori Lee's going to be up there, right?
Lori Lee will be up here. She can let me know, and I'll take care of her when I get
there. Boy, that was a big smile.
Sorry.
She's like vice president.
She is.
All right, so we'll put that on the back burner. And we'll move on to the personnel and pay classification discussion. If it's any discussion, we'll answer it. No discussion, it'll be the second reading.
I make a motion with that.
I'll second it.
Todd Wallace seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I do still have to read it, correct?
Yes, you just still have to read it.
Ordinance number 26-06, City of Katy's, Kentucky, personnel and pay classification plan. An ordinance amending Ordinance 25-01 by fixing the compensation as required by KRS 83A.070 subsection 2, whereas KRS 83A.070 subsection 2 requires the legislative body of each city to fix the compensation of city employees and non-elected city officers in accordance with a personnel and pay classification plan, which shall be adopted by ordinance, be it ordained by the City Council of the City of Katy's, Kentucky as follows. Ordinance number 26-06 is hereby enacted and shall read in full as follows.
I make a motion to pass.
Second.
Craig Stell will second that. All in favor say aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
I've asked this every time we've done this, but this is not something we have to do in accordance with KLC.
This ordinance, no, this is required by KRS, and this is something that we generally have to revisit every year.
Mandatory? I'm just interested.
It's mandatory that we have it. The changes that come up yearly are typically because with the 3% pay increases, some people go over what was set previously, and sometimes we add new positions, and we add those titles to this pay and classification plan.
Okay. And we'll extend that because they have gone over. They've gone as far as they can in that line item, so we want to extend it, right? Extend the cost.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they topped out more than
that. Yeah, that's the right word. I couldn't think of it, Bob.
So Susan made the motion, Craig second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And also, on the safe side, I'm going to do a roll call also. Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Todd Wallace.
Yes.
Craig Stell?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
All right, we'll move on to our budget. Discussion and second reading.
Ordinance number 26-07, City of Katy's, Kentucky, 2026-2027 annual budget. An ordinance adopting the annual budget for the City of Katy's, Kentucky for the fiscal year July 1, 2026 through June 30, 2027 by estimating revenues and resources and appropriating funds for the operation of city government, whereas KRS 91A.030 requires each city to adopt an annual budget ordinance, and whereas an annual budget proposal has been prepared, delivered to the city council, with details attached as Exhibit A and retained on file digitally with the city clerk, and whereas the city council has reviewed such budget proposal and made necessary modifications, and whereas the city council finds the budget to be reasonable, financial plan for the operation of city government, be it ordained by the city council of the city of Katy, Kentucky as follows. Ordinance number 26-07 is hereby enacted and shall read in full as follows.
Need a motion and second to accept.
Make a motion that we accept.
Todd Wallace has made that motion. Susan Hendricks has seconded that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All roll call, so Craig Stallings.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Todd.
Yes.
Susan.
Yes.
Susan.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all has maybe.
Okay. We'll go ahead. Excuse me.
Ordinance number 26-08, City of Katy, Kentucky, intent to annex. An ordinance relating to the city's intent to annex territory into the city limits by consent of the owners of record of the land to be annexed. Whereas the area to be annexed appears to be adjacent or contiguous to the city's boundaries, whereas by reason of population density, commercial, industrial, institutional, or governmental use of land or subdivision of land, the area to be annexed appears to be urban in character or suitable for the development for urban purposes without unreasonable delay, and whereas no part of the area appears to be annexed, including within the boundaries of another incorporated city, and whereas the city of Katy, Kentucky has received prior consent in writing to annexation from the owners of record of the land to be annexed, be it ordained by the city council of the city of Katy, Kentucky as follows. Ordinance number 26-08 is hereby enacted and shall read in full as follows.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
I have another question about that first. I just want to make sure I understand where this is. Is this the land that, like John Lanee made before, is this the land?
It's the one beside of here.
Beside of his.
Exactly. Right beside the land I tried to get everybody to buy for the swimming pool. But nobody would because of this flood zone. This one is also in flood zone.
In the back.
So that's where it was in John's land. It was in the very back. And it was deemed not suitable, unsafe, and wouldn't even be discussed. And now here we are okaying this.
They're not building on the back.
Yeah, this is the part of the building.
We weren't going to build on the back either.
Well, I don't know about the pool.
That's Mior, correct?
What?
It's a Mior.
Yes.
It just bothers me that we will accept it one place for whatever reason, and another time, when I think it was appropriate for the city, and it's too late now, but for the same reason, we want to accept it, and it's in a floodplain also. We weren't going to build in a floodplain. So what's the answer? I mean, what's the difference now?
I don't remember us going to buy that. I thought that was a property that was in behind the apartments.
It was John's on 68, and the farm bought it. I told you all later they were going to buy it if we didn't, they did.
Long Baker, didn't she?
Yeah. And because she thought it was such a good purchase, which is what I also tried to move.
It was a good purchase.
Yeah.
It was a good price.
And
are you saying this is the same property?
It's not the same property, but it's right beside it.
Well, beside it's going to be Russell Guy.
No, it's on the side.
Oh, that side. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And.
Oh, yeah, River Bend.
Yeah. And I mean, I just have problems with that. That we couldn't accept it for a good reason for the city, but now we'll accept it for whoever's reason. And I don't have an answer except I'm not for it if that's the way we're going to deal with things.
I don't remember that land there, us going to purchase it. The land I remember is the one that Lance Stallings owned.
No, it was John's land, and he gave us a price. And he wanted to get rid of it. They were moving. It was a good price. And I really took it as being a good price because Lana, I can't always say her name, Lana, who is a big farmer in the county, agreed it was an excellent price. And it was voted down, not just here, but among everybody that didn't want to put the money in.
Yeah, but these people have done their due diligence on the property.
In what way?
Well, they've had surveyors and various different people out there.
Right, they had
to prepare. They had to do that in order to
sell.
In order to buy it.
Yeah. Put an apartment on.
Right, and I'm not against that. I'm just against. It's okay for one thing. Same thing's not okay for another issue. And I think they were equally important issues.
I wasn't involved with that.
Right.
But I think these people have done their due diligence to see that it is buildable, or they wouldn't be purchasing.
What are they going to build?
It's those apartments.
Is this the apartments we have?
Yeah. The one that changed from behind over at Rhett Boulevard?
Right. And then I didn't actually know you put them all the way up there, but that's fine. And it's a good deal. But what we brought you before was a good deal, too, to those people that were here then and to those who left. I mean,
I don't remember it being that property. I remember the one.
I swear it was, Bob.
You remember we talked about with Lance Stallings?
You're talking about over there by East Cadence Baptist Church. That property
right,
we
right,
talked
right,
about.
Right, right.
But we trusted. No.
It was, yeah, they was.
They wouldn't rock. Sell it even
yeah.
then.
But it was hilly and it wasn't really a good
right.
spot.
Yeah, that's one I remember.
But
yeah.
they didn't offer
and then they
sell
went
it.
On and found the
they never
spot
had a price.
On Main Street.
They never had a price. This was for sale, had a big sign out front, and
we're not
several.
Trying to buy it.
What?
We're not trying to buy it right now, right?
We're no,
just we're
trying
to
right.
use it,
yeah.
and we were going to try to get money from various places to use it, but we couldn't even get agreement to try to do anything with it, and I have a problem with that, since it's exactly the same purpose. I mean, not purpose. But reasoning for this one's okay, but hey, this one's not.
But Ms. Bryan, I don't think that has anything to do with us annexing this into the city. I understand that was kind of a passion project, but we've got a proposal from a developer that is purchasing this land to put in needed apartments. And in order to be able to do that, we've got to annex it into the city.
And I understand what you're saying. But I also feel the need to make my point here that there was no open-mindedness about doing a recreational complex for the city of Cadiz. And now it's hypocritical. You know, I don't see any difference. I'm not gonna win, you know, I can't stop it, and I don't know that I'd want to stop it, but I certainly have to point out my concern, and I think some people all around should be concerned about that very issue. That, okay, I'm going to vote on this, let them build, that's fine and good, but wouldn't vote on this property right next door to it for the same reason that we show here, it was a floodplain. And we said the same thing, the people I was on my committee, and I did too, we were gonna use it for parking. We didn't, it was enough property that we could put in all the things we wanted to put in for children, a pool someday. We weren't even trying to do that then, but to get the property was stopping us, and still is the problem. Because that was the good property that was here. So, we can go on and vote on it.
A good opportunity was missed there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And it just burns me up.
But we have been in talks with these people, you know, for a long time. They were over at the Rhett. Now, this property came available and we kind of agreed to it since they were going to take care of the sewer, all the infrastructure there on the sewer, they're going to pay for all that.
I actually thought when we were talking about it, it was on the other side of the street.
No,
back behind that area that Bob was talking about.
Oh, no, I didn't go that far. It was on Main Street.
But I have to point that out, and I have to say I'm very disappointed that at that time we didn't do the same thing.
But that wasn't just us. That was the county.
But they wouldn't talk about it.
No, they didn't. Mm-mm. They didn't want to talk about no pool. That was as much the county as it was anything else.
Yes. It was everybody involved, but it wasn't brought up before everybody. Tourism was going to put some in,
yes.
But it wasn't brought up there to vote on location because they weren't going to.
They weren't going to buy the property.
Do the whole thing. But it was brought up in here, and I'm not even sure it was brought up, other than Hollis was just against it from the beginning, but I'm not even sure they voted on it. I know we did.
I don't think they ever talked about it.
Maybe. I don't either. So it stops here.
So I need a motion and a second on that.
So moved.
Second.
Brendan has made the motion. Craig is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
A roll call also. Craig?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ms. Bryant?
No, with reservations.
Yes.
Susie? Tom Wallace?
Yes.
This is the first reading of Ordinance 26-09, the budget amendment for 25-26. Before I read it, just to remain full transparency, we generated more revenue than was anticipated this year. We spent less money than we anticipated this year, so we will have additional revenues. I will not have those exact numbers and probably until August or September. However, we do have one department that is over budget and money has been expended prior to council approval. The issue there is with the fire department. We have gone over on payroll, and there is an issue that was never budgeted in last year's budget, and that is the loan payment for the fire truck. That was never put in the fire department's budget, but it is still a debt and a loan that's accrued by the city and must be paid. We did go ahead and pay it. We can take it out of a line item from the administration side of the city. On this budget amendment, I have taxed it to the fire department.
I thought we had paid for that.
We had discussed the fire truck, but as far as a proper motion and budget, we did not do that properly. So every other department we've moved line items around to meet funds accordingly within those departments. No other department has gone beyond their budgeted allotment except for the fire department, and it's because of that loan payment. And I don't remember the exact numbers in front of me, but that department is over budget by about $25,000, I think.
Do we need to revisit that?
The loan payment was $32,000, so that was
that
just
pretty,
it.
Yeah.
We're still about 6 weeks out from the end of the budget year. The saving grace that we have on that is right now we have no more expenditures planned for the fire department. They're paid quarterly. Their next scheduled pay is going to be July, which will be on the next budget year, under the next budget period. Unless some repairs or anything come up necessary for the fire department, we will have to bring it before council to expend any more money for that department.
Tell you what concerns me about the fire department is the number of people that turn out for that training or whatever they have. I see cars galore up there whenever you pass, whenever they're having that.
Well, we bring in all fire departments.
Oh, it's not just.
No, it's not.
No,
I thought it was.
No, when we have state training, all the fire departments can come.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why you see so many cars.
Okay, so that's every month that you do that?
Right now, we've been doing state training once a month or sometimes twice a month.
Okay.
Because we're allotted so many state trainings for the year.
That's why I see so many vehicles up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just know we
like
don't
last,
have that.
Like last week, we had firebox training. Well, it costs like we don't pay that, but it costs $100 just for the little fire load that you put in there. So they wanna be able to show it to as many people as they can while they're doing it.
So then y'all come together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not.
But we had like Treeline, we had Montgomery, we had.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it all. I was just thinking that's all the people that's volunteering for CADIS. Because I know we don't have that turnout whenever there's a fire. You know, you have such a few, but everybody's working or whatever.
Right.
We used to do that when we reached Golden Pond. We would go to other stations in order to get our training because you had to have a certain amount.
You got to have so many hours
certified. Certified.
And to keep
so many
certification.
Hours to stay certified.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Go ahead. Ordinance number 26-09, City of Katy, Kentucky, annual budget amendment. Ordinance amending annual budget for fiscal year July 1st, 2025 through June 30, 2026 by estimating revenues and appropriating funds for the operation of the City of Katy, Kentucky. Whereas a budget proposal and message were presented to the legislative body, and now therefore be it ordained by the legislative body of Katy, Kentucky, that the following budget is amended for fiscal year 2025-2026, and the amounts stated are appropriated for the purposes indicated.
Make a motion, we accept the budget amendment.
That's the first
reading. That's just the first reading, so we don't need to vote on that whatsoever. May our LARC report.
I've submitted a rather extensive report as I can make it with the information. The LARC funding was passed by the legislature. You have to give Craig Oakley quite a bit of credit. He spent a lot of time on this with me trying to get this applied for. They actually gave us a little bit more money than we originally asked. So rough numbers is they're going to give us $350,000. We have to match that at 12.5%, which is about $50,000 on our cost, and that $50,000 will come out of the municipal road aid money. So it's money already set aside for paving, and actually we'll use less municipal road aid money than we have in the account right now.
And therefore we can carry the rest of that over.
Absolutely, and let it continue to draw interest. However, just be aware that your municipal road aid money payments are diminished at this point because of the emergency declared by the governor about 2 weeks ago. The 10-cent drop in the gas tax. That is precisely where that municipal road aid money comes from. So we've seen a significant drop in the estimated payments, and how long that continues on, I have no idea. So when this comes up again, if it comes up again, we will apply for it. However, for this next year, I'm waiting for the memorandum of understanding to come down from the state. Once that is signed, and the money is appropriated to us to be expended, we will go with the bid process. And instead of paving two or three roads, as is typical, I think there's 13.
It's 13. We're thankful to get that many.
So we're going to get this done this year?
Yes, ma'am.
That's wonderful.
Do you know, when does this kick off?
I think Craig told me it could be as early as in July, is that right?
So whenever the MOUs come out for this LARC money, and I'm not sure if it's coming directly from the Transportation Cabinet or if it's coming from like the Kentucky Infrastructure Authority, I don't know which, that will come out and we'll do the bids. The question I've got at this point is, our bids for the last 2 years have been relatively close from Rogers Group, you know, that have won the last two, but the price of that asphalt is directly tied to the cost of petroleum.
Right.
So,
Everything.
I don't know what changes that may present, but just so that you all are aware, that's what's happened thus far.
Council comments. Ms. Bryant?
We have a new desk in the basement, down the first floor.
A new desk?
Desk, plural.
I bought a desk. A desk?
Desk.
Yeah, I bought a new desk.
Okay.
I brought my own desk because Susan and I were sharing an office.
Oh, okay. And I thought we had those rise desks.
I brought my own desk.
Okay.
So we didn't purchase any.
Amber purchased that on herself.
Yeah.
Amber, you go, girl.
I don't want to sit all day.
A lot of people don't anymore. I see that.
Okay, that's all I have.
Miss Susan, you got anything?
Mr. Mayor, I have nothing this time.
Great. Tom Wallace?
Nothing for me.
Mr. Craig Stallings?
No, sir.
Miss Brenda? Bob?
I just would like to thank Mr. Jack and Craig, on getting this done to get some money into the repair. This is really going to be a good thing.
That's huge, that right there, with the 13 roads.
That
we're going to do. I like to give the credit to Jack and Craig for doing what they did, because that is much needed, I'll tell you that.
This is going to go a long ways into making our streets a lot better. I mean, they're not in terrible shape, but this is really going to help.
Yes, it is.
Makes a big difference.
Jack, you have anything?
No, sir.
Mr. Allen Wilson?
No, sir, thank you.
Thank you all for coming. Our next meeting will be June the 2nd, regular council meeting. And appreciate Mr. Ed for being here.
That will be at 6. Oh, man.
I'm making motion with adjourned.
Susan made the motion, Brenda Price is second there. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a good night.